This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. The Afghan government plans to release 900 more Taliban prisoners on May the 26th as a ceasefire by the militants enters its third and final day. The break in fighting, which came into effect on May 24th to mark the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr, was for the most part being maintained across the country. The government earlier responded to the Taliban ceasefire offer by announcing plans to release up to 2,000 militant prisoners. If completed, it would be the biggest group of Taliban prisoners freed so far. On May 25th, authorities freed 100 prisoners. A new U.S. ban on travelers from Brazil goes into effect today, 2 days earlier than the White House initially announced, in an added effort to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Officials did not provide any specific reasons for moving up the ban from its planned Thursday start date. It applies to foreigners entering the United States who have been in Brazil at some point during the prior 14 days. The World Health Organization warned Brazil against reopening its economy before it can perform enough testing to control the spread of the pandemic. The organization's executive director, Michael Ryan, said in a news conference that Brazil's intense transmission rates meant it should keep some sort of stay-at-home measures in place, regardless of the negative impacts on the economy. He also said Brazil is not alone in the threat of a virus's reoccurrence.
These can jump up at any time. We cannot make assumptions that just because the disease is on the way down now, that it's going to keep going down, and then we're going to get a number of months to.
Brazil has emerged as a new coronavirus hotspot, trailing only the United States in the number of confirmed cases. The Dow Jones opened higher just a little while ago. At the moment, it is up nearly 600 points. This is VOA News. Dozens.